I feel I regret saying this. I don't want to sound like I'm a racist and I hate Muslims. I don't, but I become very suspicious of them.
Yeah.
Who commits the majority of terrorism in the world? I'd love to see those statistics.
Jeremy, thank you. I think he expressed pretty well sort of this Canadian mind, this angst, anxiety. What we want to be open, we want to be tolerant and understanding and welcoming. We do. But we see the people who are suspects in this case, who are very normal, well-respected, you know, young men, you know what I mean? I mean, who I'm sure are welcomed into many homes. And then allegedly this happens. So it is difficult. Very difficult. Back after this.
An Ontario couple has been sentenced to life in prison for allowing their 5-year-old grandson to starve to death. Join Vern Coop at 11 o'clock for the latest from Calgary's news leader.
Denise's letter. I partially agree with the callers about deporting to countries that have laws that deal with issues. Remember Ernst Zundel? Took from the 1980s when he was charged with hate crimes here to finally be deported in 2005. To Germany, where he's charged now in jail as a result of their laws.
In general, just from hearing the callers this morning, the perception is that the Canadian Muslim community is full of individuals and people who are ghettoized and who don't accept Canada's values. And that's just not the case. Across Canada, the Muslim community is very much integrated than any other Muslim community I've seen. It's not comparable to Europe. In Europe, the Muslim community seems to be very isolated and ghettoized. And Canada and the United States is not like that.
Well, you just heard Kashif Ahmed, and I think he put it very well.
And I want to talk to you about a place that has not been mentioned today yet, and that is the